The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, April 24, 2023. Selka Zvijanovic, president of Bosnia and Herzegovina, will arrive in Cuba this Monday for an official visit. It will be the first visit of the president of that country to Cuba since diplomatic relations were established. During her stay here, Zvijanovic will meet with Cuban authorities and carry out other activities of interest. Havana and Sarajevo established diplomatic relations on April 29, 1997, when Cuba became the first Latin American nation to start relations with that country. According to authorities, those relations are positive, with a climate of mutual respect, sympathy, and friendship, due to the historical ties of the Bosnian people with Cuba since the times of the former Yugoslavia. Cuba and Bosnia are looking forward at greater economic commercial exchanges and cooperation, taking advantage of the existing potential between both countries in health and medical services, agriculture, tourism, higher education, and biotechnology. Important figures of the Communist Party of China highlighted the good progress of relations with the Communist Party of Cuba, and that contacts held at the highest level contribute to the socialist cause. Cai Qui, a member of the Standing Committee of the Chinese Political Bureau, described the development of these ties as exemplary during a meeting with Roberto Morales, member of the Political Bureau and Secretary of Organization of the Cuban Communist Party's Central Committee. He also highlighted the relevance of the Cuban authorities' current visit to promote bilateral ties by expressing China's willingness to maintain its support to Cuba for the best of its ability and showing empathy for the current difficulties and pressures Cuba is facing. The Chinese authority assured that Beijing is willing to promote mutually beneficial cooperation and ratified support for Cuba's struggle for its sovereignty and against the financial and commercial blockade imposed by the United States. The 18th Congress of the Cuban Society of Obstetrics and Gynecology will be held from May 8th to the 12th in Havana, where delegates will be discussing diagnostic methods and sexual and reproductive health. The Congress will also address advances in maternal fetal and perinatal medicine, extremely serious maternal morbidity, maternal mortality, and violence against women. The challenges in reproduction and infertility, minimally invasive surgery, pediatric gynecology in adolescents, middle and old age will also be subjected to analysis, among other topics of interest, by the participants of the event. At a meeting with Singaporean Foreign Minister Vivian Balakrishnan at the Palace of the Revolution, Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel highlighted the good state of bilateral relations, the Presidency of the Republic reported on its website. The Cuban head of state pointed out that this is confirmed by the intensity of high-level visits between the two countries and by the active participation of the Singaporean business community in Cuba, with participation in major sectors such as ports, biotechnology, and pharmaceuticals and tourism. The head of state noted that after the modifications of Cuba's foreign investment law, new prospects are offered for other investments by the local business community. The president invited Singapore to participate in a summit of the Group of 77 plus China on the global challenges for development from a vision of science, technology, and the innovation, which will take place in Havana in September. Foreign Minister Balakrishnan, in turn, expressed his admiration for Cuba and its people for their determination, patriotism, innovative capacity, and willingness to move forward despite the challenges posed to this people for more than 60 years. The values and novelties of Cuba as a tourist destination will be exposed this Monday in Argentina during an exchange with tour operators and representatives of hotel groups. As part of the appointment in this city, those present will learn details of the restart on May 2 of Cubana de Aviación's operations between Havana and Buenos Aires. According to a recent statement from that company, the route will be resumed with a weekly direct flight to Cayococo in the central Cuban province of Ciego de Ávila, which will end in the island's capital. The Argentine people appreciate the benefits of our country and its incredible nature. In addition, it appreciates the hostility, joviality, solidarity, and joy of its people, as well as the existing safety and tranquility, the general manager of that company in this nation, Venus Rodriguez, highlighted in statements to Prensa Latina. And in the international agenda, we have that. The Haitian Citizen Protection Office denounced the systematic violations of human rights following gang raids in Sors Matelas, which have cost dozens of lives, including babies. No cause, no motive, not even in the most barbaric wars in the age of instinctive madness, can justify the apocalyptic scenes that we experience in our daily horrors, the organization deplored. The Citizen Protection Office denounced that the gangs that currently terrorize the population are armed by gangsters from economic and political sectors. Now, the population is the main victim. Facing this situation, the platform questioned the current leaders and assured that they show contempt and incapacity in the presence of human rights violations, humanitarian coordinator Ulrika Richardson lamented. Gangs in Haiti have expanded their power in recent years and currently control more than 80% of Port-au-Prince, while the police admit that they do not have the resources or the preparation to face the increased violence. Meanwhile, the conviction that the international and domestic right wing is trying to shorten the mandate of Bolivian President Luis Arce prevails in public opinion on Sunday, following the denunciation made by the third expanded cabinet. The national and international right wing does not stop its efforts to destabilize our government and our democracy. It has gone on an offensive that has our economy as its center of attacks. The closing minute of the executive meeting delivered to Prensa Latina warns. It also states, they are trying to create uncertainty and fear in the population. The idea of an economic crisis and thus pave the way for a political crisis that even intends to shorten the mandate of President Luis Arce. The meeting chaired by Arce and Vice President David Choquehuanca analyzed the domestic and international situations and the progress and challenges of the government in its administration. The text states that economic stability is a heritage of the Bolivian people, and the reconstruction of this sector is a government priority, so Bolivians must be sure that the government takes care of the economy and would work tirelessly for its sustainable growth with social justice. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.